Time now to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Well, let's continue this AFL saga, a broken jaw and a broken heart, I guess. Andrew Gaff suspended for a whopping 8 weeks, which means his season is over, even if his team happens to make the grand final.
Yeah, Fran, look, Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw, as most of Australia now knows, has a broken jaw and possibly the loss of five teeth as his injury is assessed over the next weeks and months. I guess that's when he stops eating via a straw. All this part of the harrowing medical evidence given at the AFL Tribunal last night. When his time came, Gaff told the Tribunal he was heartbroken. And that came about as he sat on the bench and realised what he'd just done. He claimed he was only wanting to effect a jumper punch on Brayshaw, but as we know from the thousands of replays on television in the last few days, that went horribly wrong. The remorse had little impact on the penalty. The tribunal mightily aware of the need to respond to the uproar. In and beyond, you'd have to think, the Australian rules football community. Some people already claiming the suspension should have been longer. And there have been longer punishments. Barry Hall was offered a 10-week ban a decade ago for his whack on Brent Staker, but that was reduced to 7 weeks via an early plea. Alistair Lynch, another fine name in the history of Australian rules football, he copped 10 weeks after the 2004 grand final, but that was a punishment he didn't serve because he retired. Now, Gaff must serve his punishment, and also he has to live with the opprobrium that goes with it when he does return next year, and that is at a still determined time next season. As we've said, the Eagles could go as far as the grand final. They're second at the moment, but it's been a very hard week for Gaff, and it's been a very hard week for Brayshaw. Interestingly, Andrew Brayshaw's father, Mark, has come out and said people should forgive Andrew Gaff for this incident. It's a mistake, and he's living with it, and people should just get off his back. I'll be interested to see just how that pans out in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, indeed. In tennis, Ashley Barty dropped a set, but she's through to the next round of the Canadian Open, but not Nick Kyrgios. He won't be there.
No, he won't be there. Look, Fran, Barty beat the Romanian Irina Camelia Begu in three sets. She won the first and the third. And she now plays Alison van Oertvank from Belgium. This is all part of a process that tennis players go through, the Rogers tournament in Canada, as they get ready for the US Open on the hard court at Flushing Meadow. Now, Kyrgios, he was all over Stan Wawrinka in the first set, winning 6-1, but such is the way of Nick Kyrgios, he somehow managed to lose the next two. So, unlike Barty, he's going to have to find himself another way to prepare for the US Open. Now, Kyrgios has been carrying various injuries. He's walked out of matches in the last little while. There was some hope that he would be getting his mind and his body right ahead of the US Open, but who knows, Fran? It's just one of those speculative things that we...
6-1's a good start, so just got to keep going. In football, the Bentley Greens are back in the FFA, beating the A-League's Wellington Phoenix last night.
Yeah, look, only six times in the history of the FFA Cup has an A-League side been beaten by a non-A-League side. And the Greens already part of that stat because they made the semi-finals of this competition famously in 2014. In fact, many people thought they might go right through to the final. Now, they won this match last night 1-0, despite being reduced to 10 players shortly after Marko Jankovic, inter alia the son of the former Real Madrid defender Milan Jankovic, scored, heading the ball from a corner that was into the net in the 23rd moment. Now, James Kelly was the player sent off. Other results from the FFA Cup, Devonport City 3, Northcote City 1, Newcastle Jets 1, Gold Coast Knights 0, Melbourne City, 1, Brisbane Roar 0, Melbourne Victory 1, Perth Glory 0, Western Sydney 4, Hellenic Athletic 3. Golf Fest there. And at 7:30, Fran, we'll take a look at these rumours, the story that Billy Slater is about to announce his retirement.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.